Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Ooh, that's precisely what we do. We also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's true.
Hey.
How are you today, lover?
Doing good. I'm going to pull out a brand new thing that I just thought of.
Murph, was catcalled? Would you call it catcalling?
Well, I mean, I think, yeah, maybe. It might have been sexual. Let's let people decide. A Jamaican homeless woman on the subway platform grabbed my jacket and started dragging me towards her and said, "Fuck you, I got dirty caca in my peepee hole and you walking tall around here."
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. It feels like she was talking about like white privilege a little bit.
Definitely. I felt that.
Male privilege?
Sure. A lot. All the above. I'm white and I'm male and I was like, yes, you're right. I am walking too tall. I need to know what it's like to have peepee in my, or caca in my peepee hole.
I had a mildly similar situation today. I was coming up the subway steps and this man was coming down. He looked like some kind of a vagrant or whatever. And he goes like, it was something like, "Ooh, mama," or whatever. And starts like, I don't know, making sexual gestures or whatever. But then he goes like, "I love your arms." And I was like, I don't, you know.
Not
but then he kept going, he was like, "Come to me," or whatever. And I really love to, like, not just ignore them and be like, "Fuck you."
Mm-hmm.
I may be a small woman, but, like, you can't. If it's, like, in broad daylight and lots of people around.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's your arms involved. You're like,
right?
Listen,
buddy, I'll use these arms to tell you off.
These arms. whose voice was that? You know this comedy powerhouse. She's
sure
written
do.
For Billy on the Street, Super Fun Night, and she's currently a writer over at SNL.
And you've seen her mug recently on Hulu's Resident Advisor. She's also all over College Humor, MTV.com, and New York Television Festival and UCB. Please welcome Miss Allison Rich.
Hello. Yes, oh my gosh.
We did the intro at the wrong time.
No, it was fantastic. I was at Super Fun Night for a day.
It was a super fun day. Holler back. I'm trying to think of the last time I was truly catcalled. I wanted to have some input on that subject.
Sure.
I think I kind of fly under the radar.
What about the, you've got the great catcall of all time, I think, though. It was a while ago now, but. Confirming that the dick was seen?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But the guy just exposed himself to me and then chased me down the street and whispered in my ear, "Did you see my cock?" And I was like, "Yeah, man, chill."
When and where was this? That sounds horrible.
It was a West Village probably like 6 months ago.
Was it at night?
No, broad daylight. He just pulled up his basketball shorts to show me his dick like sunning itself on his thigh. It's pretty awesome. I also had a guy, I was laughing with my friend. My friend Jane and I were walking down the street laughing, and this guy goes, "Shut up, dykes!" But I don't think that counts as a catcall.
No, it's just an angry person.
It's just an asshole.
Yeah. But there is something like, you know, it's bringing up your possible sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about it.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, he doesn't know. Who knows? Who knows anybody's?
Nobody knows anybody's anymore.
Right. Also, I was telling a story with my friends on the street once, and I just said, "Suck my dick." And this guy came out from behind a tree and goes, "Hello." And I felt like he, like, heard me say dick and, like, ran out to greet us.
He was waiting behind that tree.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, no, I was being hilarious, not blowing anyone. What else?
Also, the one other time I was catcalled was also by a vagrant of some sort, I would say. This woman, they were getting onto the C train when I used to live in Crown Heights. She dropped all of her change. She was had a little cup of change. Somebody bumped her, whatever. It was rush hour. Change spilled everywhere.
Oh, no.
I came down. I was going to help this lady. I almost called her a young lady. She was not a young lady. She was an older lady. Pick up her change. And there were two uniformed cops standing there watching this entire thing. Bent down to pick up. She grabbed me, pulled me in, kissed me aggressively onto
the mouth.
Tongue was going for it.
Went
for it.
Oh, my God.
These two fucking cops just howling. They loved it. And I was like, yes, of course.
And that woman was me. And now we're married.
And you clean up good.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
That was a classic.
Oh, man.
Not a day under 55.
Disney.
I would have just, like, gone and bleached my mouth off. Like, yeah. I'm so paranoid about, like, STDs and whatever. Me too. Just like,
and to catch herpes from in that scenario is the, it's not even fun. You're not, yeah. You didn't even have fun.
Whenever yeah. anyone I don't know has to use my chapstick or have a sip of my drink, I say yes really politely, and then I throw it in the garbage directly after. I'm like a raging hypochondriac.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
But I don't want to be like, ew, no. So I'm like, sure. And you then I just it. Like throw it across yeah. the
smash the fucking yeah. beer glass off.
Oh, well, I had a stress rash this year, you guys. Ooh, and I was convinced that I had AIDS. Like, I'm that Whoa. Person that's immediately like, that's what it must be, mm-hmm, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's fine. It was just a
where,
rash.
May I ask where?
It was on my stomach and my chest. And really, well, it's just, it was called, it's called psoriasis rosacea. And I'm not a person who's ever gotten a rash before in my life.
Right.
But actually, I'm
you have
sort
nice
of
skin.
Mis. Thank you.
I would never think you had a rash.
Oh my gosh. Thanks, guys. But it's actually, I'm sort of misspeaking when I say stress rash. When I went to the dermatologist, they were like, oh, this is a rash that comes often in the spring, like a month after having some sort of virus. And she said virus. And I was like,
HIV.
Yeah.
That's the virus.
Because I had very briefly gone on some dates and had some fun time with this guy from South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's it.
Mm-hmm. Racist hotbed. That I am. Yep. I was like, and I Googled like AIDS rates in South Africa, and it's like 15%. It's like some of the highest in Africa in general. And yeah. I was like,
West Africa is the bad. That's like 50%.
That's a coin flip.
Oh, wow.
Stay away from those yeah. gentlemen.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
But it wasn't AIDS. It turned out to not be AIDS.
No.
Yeah.
And I got a topical cream and it's okay.
That's great.
I think that's what Magic Johnson did, though. He got like a fucking topical cream. He doesn't have AIDS anymore. Did anyone see the recent Magic
that.
Special?
I think he had to eat some babies.
He ate some baby's blood. No one saw it? All right. Well, it was recently a special about the announcement that he made when it was a big deal.
Speaking of baby's blood, what do we do here? We like to wine and dine our guests?
We do. Allison didn't ask for baby's blood, but she did ask for Blue Moon.
She said Blue Moon or raspberry seltzer. Guess what we chose?
Blue Moon.
Saw you standing alone. That's a sexy song.
Nice arms. sorry I brought that dramatic experience back.
We're back.
Yeah, so we got some Blue Moon. Now,
trying to lube it up.
Is this this is a pretty popular tap beer? I feel in New York, which I was excited about.
Where's this from?
Colorado. I think it's a Coors product, but it's like a Belgian wheat beer, which I love a good wheat beer.
I honestly don't know like anything about alcohol and will drink whatever. So that's just something that like you can order at a bar and no one's like, are you a child or an idiot?
Right.
So I just get that, but it's not because I'm like, love it.
You're like, Blue Moon, safe.
Yeah.
What's funny is working as a bartender, I definitely got plenty of orders where I wondered, are you a child or are you an idiot?
Those right. So wait, what are the ones so that I can avoid that?
A Starburst shot?
Yes. The complicated, the shot, especially at a bar that's not that kind of bar, which I didn't ever work at a kind of bar.
Was,
yeah,
that's
the kind
a good
of
sign.
The shit that you're just like this fruity mix of nine things and one of them's alcohol. Like, why do you want that? In a shot. This is just a corner bar.
I did a blowjob shop with your mom.
Yes, Jane loves it. She
at
doesn't,
Christmas.
Yeah. Jane doesn't drink much, but when she does.
Someone that's like whipped cream on top or whatever?
Yeah.
But you have to do it without your hands. So you go.
Okay.
It's like
and
doing
you pick
a,
up the shot glass with your mouth. And I was like, this is Murph's mom. I feel weird.
Yes.
I was fine, though. I'm okay now.
It took a little while to.
Are you single looking to mingle? Or are you in a relation?
Looking to
dating?
I have a special friend.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
That's great.
That's perfect.
I was going to chat about maybe thoughts on dating comedians, but I don't want to ask you.
Well, my special friend is not a comedian.
Okay.
Complete, like, I just met him on OKCupid, but lawyer.
Great.
Like, what?
Fancy.
But thoughts on dating, I've done like a little bit of that. My number one thing is I want a person that can make me laugh,
right,
as we all do. Mm-hmm. So in theory, it sounds like a great thing, but I wouldn't want another like performer, someone doing exactly what I was doing that I'd feel competitive with. And also, I don't know.
Trying out material is different, I also feel, than just genuinely making someone laugh. Like, there's plenty of people who obviously aren't professionals who are just funny.
Right.
And
you have a good time
with. And that's my ideal, I think, is to, like, find someone who is funny but is not
performing.
Professional.
Well, because I feel the same. I feel like I made an exception for Murph, and he probably did for me as well. Because I felt like that same way. I was like, I don't really want to, like, just be a chuckle fucker and
shit where you eat.
Yeah, and you just, like, picture you're just, like, trying out bits, and, like, it's always bits, you know?
Yeah, I always think to myself, like, oh, someone who's, like, a director or, like, a like someone who's in the world sounds like, sure, yeah. But I'm also finding a delight in, like, the last few guys that I've been involved with have had nothing to do with comedy. And so when I'm, like, this year, you know, I was working at SNL, and it's stressful. And, like, the dudes that I went out with this year barely, like, knew what SNL was. Like, they knew it, but in just the most vague cultural sense.
Which is kind of, like,
it's so
refreshing.
Freeing. Because you're like, oh, you don't care that, like, my sketch didn't get on this week or whatever, you know?
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Absolutely.
That is nice.
Yeah. Sissy Spacek. I looked her up the other day because I caught Coal Miner's Daughter on TV. Watched it alone in the middle of the night.
Sissy's tremendous.
But she's married to, like, it's the same kind of thing. He's, like, a producer. So they're, like, in the same world, and they get to travel together, but they're never, there's, like, no even overlap in what they actually do. And then they live on a ranch in Virginia.
So they both get it.
Instead of Hollywood.
But they,
and, like, they have the perfect life.
Ooh.
That's so nice.
Let's get that ranch. Let's move in with Sissy, shall we?
I would like to.
Well, let's chat a little about sexy signs. What do you think, Oz?
What do we do here?
Here we rip articles from the headlines. We combine our loves of sexy things, scientific things,
and
absurd things that we just make up as we talk about it.
This article comes to us from the New York Times. Ever heard of it? I actually put it on the note card.
That's written on the note card. Ever heard of it in parentheses.
Presiding at same-sex wedding, Ruth Bader Ginsburg emphasizes the word constitution.
Marriage is what brings us together.
The Princess Bride.
Today.
This is a real clip from Ruth Ginsburg.
That was
her mouth's dying, it sounds like.
It is.
Basically, on this Sunday, Justice Ginsburg presided over a marriage of two dudes, which she's done before. But people were excited because she kind of emphasized the word constitution in her presidings.
That's a presidings is a word.
Great.
It happens. She also she was pronouncing the two men married by the powers vested in her by the Constitution of the United States. Was officially how she did. So
that's
means
it.
Was that a spoiler? What was she doing there?
I don't know. The guests weren't sure what she was saying, her own views, or, like, kind of alluding to what the Supreme Court might come up with soon.
SCOTUS.
But either way, they went wild and they were all cheering like crazy people in the not when they were pronounced husband and husband, but when they were, just when she said that, which
That's
is really
great.
Cool.
Also, the most hilarious thing written in this article was there was a quote that said, she was taking off her robe to reveal a glamorous jacket with a cream satin leaf motif.
Oh.
Justice Ginsburg reigned as belle of the same-sex ball. That was in
That's
the
great.
Fucking article
this
in the New York Times.
Well, it's Maureen Dowd. It's like barely an article.
Wow, yeah.
It's like an opinion piece.
We want to know what RBG's wearing.
I just like this. I didn't realize that, like, Supreme Court justices married people, which of course they could.
Right.
But it's not something I thought about.
It's not common.
I wish she'd married us.
Oh, that'd be.
Gethard, I apologize, but we wish that Ruth Bader Ginsburg was marrying us instead. Because you just have to get an online certificate to marry people or be a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, we've all had, like, friends who've married people, right?
Murph married Gethard and Hallie.
We did the swamp.
I'm shocked you were eligible.
First Nation ministry. They don't care about your past at all.
you got this weird certificate in the mail. It looks like Little League. Like, you're like, oh, now you just can marry people willy-nilly in the state of New York.
Does that have, like, a gold sticker on it with, like, the serrated edges?
Yep. Yeah, and, it came with, like, a pamphlet that's like, what does this mean?
It also came with a parking pass, like a clergy thing you could put in your...
Whoa.
Yeah, which is, that's another perk, I guess, of being a clergyman.
That makes me want to get a car.
Yeah, I know exactly. What would we park there?
Where do you park, though? What does that even mean?
In, like, clergy spots. Those are spots that are reserved for clergy people. I don't know. At least in Catholic churches, they have them in the parking lot.
Oh, because nowhere else do they have those.
No, I don't think it's...
Yeah,
I don't think
I
you could,
know.
Like, double park and be like, I'm a clergy.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know the law behind it, but...
Also, they're going to do a biopic biopic of Ruth Bader Ginsburg coming up, and she's going to be played by Natalie Portman.
Yes.
Natalie Portman.
Which, like, I guess if you're going to go for a Hollywood actress, like, that is a good choice, but she's such a glamour babe.
Yeah, what in the
she's
world?
Such but a she's Jewish. There's, she probably feels connected to the role in some way that
she's,
way.
Like, frail and... frail.
Well, and I bet
frail
Ruth,
and frail. Ruth, double frail.
Ruth might have really been something, like, back in the 20s. I mean, was she just like old?
Was she a tight
number
in the 20s?
I just mean like I don't
think you could even be a tight number and still not be Natalie Portman. Right.
That's also true. That's a different level.
You would see that in her old face too. You'd be like, you were smoking.
That's true.
Yes, Helen Mirren is an older woman and is still a fucking You're just like, this is a gorgeous, gorgeous woman forever.
Yeah, she's got nice cans.
It's the cans is what it comes
down
to.
No, it's everything. It's
no,
the full
but Portman, I know. It's like Portman's like, no, this is she's. But who else? Who would play Ginsburg?
I don't know.
Who's allowed to actress in Hollywood without being a 10?
Yeah, I feel like you have to be a 10 these days.
Yeah.
Unless you're one of us lowly comedians, and you can be a 4.
Mm-hmm. Wait, did you guys see the new Taylor Swift video where it's like all the cameos?
No.
So it's like, I guess, is 300 the movie where, what are those stylized comic book, like dark looking movies
300.
Where it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's... starts off, it's Taylor Swift, and she plays, like, this isn't the name, but it's, like, Electra or something like that. And there's all these cameos from, like, Hayley Williams of Paramore and, like, Selena Gomez, and they're all different, like,
heroines,
you know, whatever.
Or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
And
oh,
then, like,
cool.
Lena Dunham's in it,
what?
And all of the women except her, like, are like, it's, like, the Slicer, and they, like, katana people to death or something. But she just is, like, sitting in a blazer behind a desk smoking a cigar cool.
Yeah.
And that, it's like, oh, because she's not a stick, like, we'll just put her behind the
desk. We'll put her behind the desk with a cigar.
Bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, Mariska Hargitay and Ellen Pompeo are in
Mariska.
It.
What are they doing?
They just walk in leather. like, well. They don't do much, but...
Mariska's another woman who's a little bit older and very sexy.
Oh, yeah. Jane Mansfield's daughter.
We know.
Is she? I didn't know that.
She's Jane Mansfield's daughter. She, the sad part about the rest of that is she was in the car crash.
When she passed when she was a child.
Yeah.
Damn.
But she's gorgeous. And she's a fucking power player on Law & Order SVU. She's now executive producing all that shit.
Really?
She's doing it. And she's in Taylor Swift videos, apparently.
She's arrived.
She has arrived. Did you see the new, what's the, I watched it in its entirety, the Britney Spears.
Pretty Girls?
Pretty Girls.
It is so
I haven't seen
bad.
It yet. Shit.
Ludicrous.
Have you heard the song at least?
No.
Don't.
Oh,
watch the video on mute.
The worst thing.
It's absurd.
The song is so, and I have enjoyed Britney and Iggy in their own way, like,
sure,
but it's
sure.
like the worst
toxic
versions of them. It starts off with, like, Britney being like, all the world pretty girls. Like, so.
It's too much.
Oh,
too much
no.
too soon in that song.
And they're just, like, Britney has maintained well. And she's not wearing, like, anything that flatters her.
Nope.
There's nothing exciting about the video. And then they have, like, a.
The breakdown in the middle of the talking on the phone is like, did you invite? Where are we going? And they're like looking to
There's
this
like
alien.
A minute-long scene.
Iggy plays an alien,
but they think that that's like cool because like other people do that well.
Ooh. Yeah, but
yep,
Iggy
exactly
because
like.
She's like Australian and also an alien in this. Like it's Britney and two other girls being like, we're gonna go to the like. Wait, I can't even do it. It's like we're gonna like
we're
go to the party.
We're gonna go to the party. Who invited us to the party?
And then Iggy is being like, we're gonna go to the bar. Like just trying to do a Valley Girl, and is like, isn't this so dumb.
And then all of a sudden there's like this moment where all the girls are like, wait, is she one of us? And then she's like, I like her. And they're like, yeah. And they all just drive off for no reason. And it doesn't make any sense. But yeah,
I did watch that HBO like behind the concert with Britney Spears.
Oh,
didn't
we
watch that?
Yeah,
when she
did.
Like did her Vegas show. And she just is the most medicated.
It's sad.
There's just nothing going on.
They grabbed a hold of her early on and they still won't let go.
Because some people, like Miley.
Sorry that's to bring you down, but I feel like other people at least like probably fare better in those situations because they have some sense of what they want to put forward.
Yeah.
But if you just don't have that, you're just going to be like put in ugly clothes and sing dumb shit.
Yeah. Like Miley, I love her and she has some brains, you know?
Yes.
She's great.
Yeah. She did best.
She has evolved as an artist.
And passion.
Oh, yeah.
Like Britney was like, I guess I'll be on stage tonight. I don't know.
Mickey Mouse
like,
Club.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Iggy Azalea. I'm not ashamed.
You do.
She came on my Pandora station a bunch and I was like, yeah, this is dope.
I do like a good amount of her music. I don't know if she's like like Nicki Minaj has like thrown shade at her for not like writing her rhymes, like being legit. And I'm like, I don't know if she's legit. But the music that gets produced from her is something I'm buying into.
Well, and most people I don't think in pop music are like that legit.
Yeah.
Right.
There's like levels of legitimacy floating around.
I'll give respect to some shade. Nicki Minaj, I'm kind of just like, you're all in the same hellfires at this point, right? I mean, her pop music.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nicki Minaj was really cool when I first heard.
Folks.
Yeah. She's, there's some people I think that might have the credibility to shit on Iggy Azalea, but I don't know. Nicki Minaj, what do we know about Nicki Minaj at this point?
Yeah, she went to theater school. She went to LaGuardia. Like,
that's what we know about her.
You know?
I mean, what do you want to throw shade?
No, and Drake's like a rich kid from Canada. It's like nothing means anything.
No, it's all about that Canadian middle school show that I can't think of the name
of. Degrassi.
Thank you.
They used to play that for us in health class in middle school to like teach us about boners and periods and kids in wheelchairs, which is so weird. They'd be like, here, watch this like weird show. And the episode would have to do with something they were trying to tell us about. And the teacher would just like fall asleep in the corner.
And they were like, we spent taxpayer dollars on boners, periods, and kids in wheelchairs. And you didn't learn anything.
It's true. Yeah. Do you want to slide on over to Listener Love?
I sure do.
Listen, a mailbag.
Oh, man. People need advice.
What do we do here?
Allison, please help us, help them. Yeah, let's figure it out with them. They ask us all this weird shit.
We don't have any answers.
No. Please. Far from it.
Our first question was DM'd to us from Kathleen S. in Illinois via our Twitter at Minaj Radio. Kathleen says, I hate that I want bigger boobs, but I do. I think about it a lot.
Interesting.
How can I gauge my potential level of regret before going through with breast augmentation surgery?
Oh, man.
How could you possibly gauge
a future level of regret?
Right. Yeah, that seems really tough. I mean, I think a very like minimal thing you could do would be like start, I don't know, wear a padded bra or something like that.
There we go, yeah.
Because I think maybe one small level of it is like, are you going to start getting attention that you hadn't anticipated and how does that feel?
Yep. Right.
But
yeah, dip your toes in the pool a little bit.
Right, yeah. Beyond that.
I don't know. I never cared about boobs. I never had them. And I thought being a waif was where it's at. And now as I get older, I like wish I had like just big titties.
Big sloppy naturals.
You know, I don't think I would never have surgery or anything. But it's interesting to think about different phases of your life wanting different things. The only reason I say that is because the idea of regret is like you don't want the
later
same thing
in life.
Forever.
Right. That's Like I love the idea of a tattoo, but I know every like 6 months I hate the thing that I was like wearing or whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
And I actually believe in general I have bad taste, like in music, in everything, and I'm like okay with that because I'm like I can consume like mass crap,
right?
You know, I'm easily satisfied, but so I know I'd have like a tattoo of like a waterfall or like whatever, and then be like, this is
it was like don't go chasing waterfalls. Yeah. It was really cool, but
no,
TLC. I don't know. I was just
I love it. It was great. But the only other thing I would say to this person is like, ask yourself why you're, I don't think it's objectively bad to get them in any sense, but it's just, if you're like, dudes will like me or whatever, it's like, nah, girl, you got
it.
Yes.
No, which, I agree with that.
You know?
Yeah. I guess it sounds like, what she said at the beginning, like I always think about it or I've been thinking about it or something. Yeah. I don't know. I guess if it's not for yourself, then don't, cause you will regret.
Yeah. Cause if you're just polishing the turd, you should talk to the inside of the turd.
Yes. Get to know the soul of the turd. Who's number two?
All right. Our second question is from Leo in Staten Island via our Facebook page, Minaj Et Toi Radio. I was masturbating last week, and right as I was about to come, I thought of a meaningful conversation I had recently with my mother. What the fuck does that mean?
Yikes, Leo.
Leo. I mean, things dart through your mind.
I don't think you can.
I don't know that that means anything.
I'm... The thing that gets me off is
mama.
Deep.
It's kind of what you were saying.
Yeah.
Before we started.
Flits through your brain.
Yes.
Yeah. You just think about random shit.
Sometimes I'm like surprised at how like stuff can be flitting through my brain when I'm in that state. And I like don't mind that it's like, you know, this family member. Or like whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that sounds terrible.
No, it's free flowing.
I'm like, it doesn't bother me at all. I'm like, next. Like, yeah,
you're in
you
lizard
know?
Brain mode.
Right.
You're
right,
just fucking
right.
going. You're like, I'm trying to get there.
Well, especially when you're trying to, like, concentrate sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, coming or whatever. Like, I feel like you do. I don't know about, I don't mean to speak for anyone else, but it isn't like this, it isn't like this, like, amazing level of tantric focus. It's just
it's just,
you've like separated your brain from your body almost.
I remember an old cliche that about thinking about baseball, if you're a gentleman and you're trying not to come. And I remember, I don't know if anyone else has ever heard of this, but think of something so that you can hold back.
Yeah, yeah.
I went down a rabbit hole once about my high school baseball coach, Smed. And I thought about baseball, and then I thought about him, and then I thought about this whole thing, and I ended up coming thinking about him.
But, yeah.
I mean, it was just, it is what it is. It's like, this is not, yeah.
And you said coach out loud as you
I said coach, yep.
Yeah. Coach!
People were confused.
She was like, the name's Kimberly.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
That's exactly, Kim Bayer said that.
The name's Teach.
Teach.
The name teacher.
I'm a teacher, not a coach. Yeah. So yeah, I think just what's on your, what crosses your mind when you come.
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry. I think if it is every time, then you might want to look into that.
Or,
but I think one time is fine.
If you need to think that to get there.
Yes.
Den das freaky.
Yeah. Den das freaky. I also, I was just going to say I jazzed off to my Aunt Rose's bra, but I think I might have.
We know.
You're grossing, you're wrong.
I am. That's not nice.
You're just a kid, right?
Just a kid. Figuring it all out.
And lastly, Gary in Brooklyn emailed us at menagetrois.radio@gmail.com. Gary wonders, why don't more people fuck on the subway?
It's like a filthy
why
place.
Would anyone fuck on the subway? I don't understand this question.
I can't tell if it's him being like, let's all start doing that, or if it's a thing of like, New York is crazy. How come I've never heard of that? Because you've heard of everything
That's
else.
That's true.
That might be true.
You know?
I've seen people set up shop on the subway. Shit on the subway
right,
and piss
like
and have their little
situation.
Yeah,
we
saw
a guy die on the subway recently.
We did.
What?
Yeah, we saw someone die on the subway.
Yeah,
it was a fucking yeah. It was one of those situations where it called upon people to have and show humanity, which is very rare because I think a lot of times
there's
just so much shit going on in New York. There's too many people. You're like, I'm just doing my own thing. This man was dead in the subway car next to ours. And they stopped the train, and the cops were like banging their fucking nightsticks on the metal to try
and, like,
to wake
throwing
this
his corpse
person
around.
Up. Yeah.
Oh my god.
It was a brutal situation. No one was fucking.
No, but that actually makes me think that the reason people don't make love on the subway is because they've had to completely close themselves off in order to exist on the subway.
Yeah.
Because
right. I get on the subway and I'm a fortress.
Well, since you
people
see,
are
yeah,
like
you have the
showing me their dick, they're like being gross, there's screaming kids, like somebody's eating a fish sandwich. Like, you just have to become a robot.
Yeah.
That was me.
I also think that, like, when you see crazy people on the subway, they're generally acting alone. So to get two people in the same state of crazy, let's get together.
How do those two crazies intertwine?
You know?
But that does surprise me, though, that I haven't seen, like, I don't know,
I've seen
homeless
close.
Crazy people having sex.
Right.
Because I've seen teenagers necking hard.
Oh, yeah. I think of the city kids at Eraser, though, it's just like, that's your back seat, you know? That's you got your parents' car and you're trying to neck.
That's true. The suburbs give you more privacy.
I don't
coming
know
of
about
age.
City kids, but yeah.
Yeah. I love like, the term neck.
Neckin'.
But you're going to be like, meet me on the F train for some fingering. Whereas in the suburbs, you just like do that at the movies.
Yeah. Also, I think the subway is no different from a lot of other public places where you just don't see people fucking in public that often because it's not legal.
Right.
So you're breaking some. I mean, people fuck in public. You might stumble across somebody in a more or less populated. I've walked into bar outside of bars in an alleyway or outside somewhere and see people fucking, but that's
I lived
not
in
the
Seattle
train.
For a couple of years after college.
On a pile
and
of trash.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw
people having sex outside.
Yeah. I mean, but I think the subway's well lit. It's like there's generally people that could come and go at any stop, so it doesn't seem like the most.
No, you can die there, but you can't have sex.
Yeah.
That's the rules of the MTA. Hey, we answered some questions.
Sure did.
I don't even remember what they were, but I think we answered them.
We helped people.
But now we got some questions for Allison Rich.
Oh, my God.
This is called Six Sections. It's six rapid-fire sex questions.
Okay.
Just answer as quickly
as you can.
Okay, I'm excited.
Starts now.
Allison Rich, would you rather have 10,000 sexual partners or one life partner?
One life partner.
Allison, what's the sexiest animal?
Oh, Jeff?
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Oh. this guy Dave Annable from Brothers and Sisters.
What's the best song to have sex to?
Oh, gosh. I like Passion Pit. That's, like, lame.
And hot tub, backseat, or bed?
Ooh, backseat?
Ooh.
And lastly, what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Sex partner or partner, like, any kind?
Like a love card.
Communication.
Yes, it's key. It's key.
This
gotta know
been
what
six
people.
Six sections with Allison Rich.
Woo! That was good.
You nailed that.
Giraffe. I feel like we got Giraffe one other time, but recently.
Oh, tell me who they are, and they're my new partner.
I wonder if there's something in the air. Who was Giraffe?
Who said Giraffe? Was it Fogel?
Anthony Sneed.
It was Sneed.
Who is that?
He's
an artist, actor, very handsome.
Great. Sign me up.
Well, let's set it up. Two giraffes just heading to the zoo.
Wait, and who's the celebrity that no one's heard of?
Oh, he's on shows, but his name is Dave Annable. He's like a more approachable Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that kind of like brunette with like the facial hair.
Like kind of angular,
yes,
sexy.
Yes.
Can you look
like
him
me
up?
Yeah.
It's just
yeah,
like
I get it, I get it.
I don't see it.
Oh, no.
I love you. Communication, that seems important.
So important.
That's
because it's like you can work, you know, nobody comes to you like perfect or
ready,
whatever. And not that
yep.
you're trying to change, but just like
right.
to be like, oh, we can work on X or Y or Z.
Yeah. I don't like that you're racist.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk.
let's talk
about that. Let's stop doing that. Yeah, I think especially sexually, people are very timid about communication in the bedroom.
Oh,
people
yeah.
just think like either I'm just going to go for the thing I always do and that's either going to work or not work and then I'm just going to move on with it. I think in first encounters.
Yeah. That's why this special friend I have right now, things are working well in that department because he's like extremely open about talking
right.
about that stuff. And I'm like,
great.
Whoa, like
yes.
this is the best.
I think it's something.
And he's a giraffe lawyer.
And he's a giraffe.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't have to be the way it is. I'm sure some people are great right out of the gate, but I think that's something that kind of comes with age a little bit or maturity.
Yeah.
Like I remember when I was like a teen, I like wasn't good at communicating
no.
my needs or what was
right.
going on. I feel like as an old lady, I'm just like, to the left, now with a finger.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who's got time to wait?
It's
good.
It's like an instructional
easy.
Wedding
yeah.
dance.
Because then then the other person is like, oh, I can tell you what I want.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Open up those lines, those channels.
Yeah.
Well, fingers and women go together really well.
Yes,
what
they
else
do.
Does?
Our PC Spotlight. It's our power couple of the week.
Ooh.
You know it. A global system of interconnected computer networks.
And you know it, an extremely strong reaction of anger. We're talking about the internet.
An outrage.
So our power couple this week is the internet and outrage.
Okay.
I feel like this is pretty topical.
Yeah,
I
mean, the internet's around.
Everyone's just mad all the time. Has anyone noticed?
Yes.
Anything you do, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Yeah, the internet's a great place for outrage. I think the internet could exist without outrage, but I think outrage being pushed around as much as it is through the internet, it helps. The internet
helps
outrage.
Oh, yeah, because you get hits and like clickbait from people saying terrible things. All of the outrage lately almost makes me want to like overcorrect and be like not PC at all.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel that way? Like you're like people are so angry about every little thing.
For
you
one
just
day.
Be like let's just be able to.
I think it's also
say what we want.
Being exposed to things that are really shitty. I think generally in the past you weren't able to be exposed to awful things as often as you are now.
Right.
I think you start scrolling through the internet and you're like, I wouldn't have known this if the internet wasn't around.
I was reading this thing. I can't remember, but basically the crux of it is that this article is talking about this like notorious like 19th century child murder. He was like a 12-year-old kid who murdered other kids and it was crazy. And there was this famous detective who like, you know, was on this case. And I was like, what does it mean to be a famous detective in the 1800s?
Right. Because
it's like, how does anybody know? There are like internet people that are famous and have like millions and millions of followers that I've never heard of.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if I haven't heard of them, then how without
right.
without the internet.
Was anyone famous?
Anyone famous,
yeah. I feel like there's like three pubs, and they're like, did you hear?
Word of the mouth.
Like, Wise John caught another. Like, right. It's just this weird, yeah.
Yeah, that is weird.
They had morning, afternoon, and evening papers.
Yes. They did?
Yeah, absolutely.
Extra, read all about it.
I didn't know about that.
Haas dropping knowledge.
Yeah, I know a thing.
Morning, I'm not even sure if that's true, Haas.
I bought it. Yeah, what's the, but I mean, I feel like outrage is more of a, yeah, I think it's probably articles is a lot of it. There are so many publications that need to put things out there and get hits to sell ad space.
Yeah, so they have to be like, someone slipped up in an interview and half said something that could mean this, so right. We're going to jump on that and write like 50 articles.
And it's a lot easier to type something on the internet than it is like
to
if you're really outraged by something to go to someone's face and be like, this is fucking something.
Oh yeah, it just removes the accountability when you're like, here's my screen name, you don't know who I am, blah blah blah. What if you found out that like all of the hateful comments that have been on anything you've ever done in the internet is like just from your neighbor and they're like, you know, like
all
just,
the trolls were one
right,
person
right,
from
one person.
That would be
insane.
A Twilight Zone episode. I love it.
I actually just listened to I think of This American Life, where a woman, a blogger, like somebody had been writing her really mean comments, and he had tweeted at her, and he had started all of these accounts to make it seem like a ton of people.
Oh, boy.
And then she read one of them out loud on a radio show she was doing because it was so horrific, and I like referenced her dead father or something. And the guy called her and like admitted that it had been him, and he's like, I'm angry and I hate myself, so I've been bullying you online.
Oh my God.
Like, and they like had a phone conversation, and he was like, I'm really sorry.
And they're married now.
No.
Yeah. No, it didn't end that way.
No, he died of a rash.
He's no longer of an HIV.
Rashes can kill?
Yeah.
It's true.
The internet is a really outrageous place. I feel like you go down rabbit holes too sometimes. The message boards are, I think, the worst.
Oh, you can't read the message boards.
No. Also, you can't be friends with anyone from Wilkes-Barre on Facebook because
from what?
From Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, where I'm from.
Oh.
A lot of outrage. A lot of ridiculous outrage.
Well, I do think it's interesting to see hometown people share stuff on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because I think we take for granted being in New York, having a certain level of like
of reasonable
hipness
people.
To what's going on in the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like feel like I'm getting closer to the point where I'm like, I don't want to be on Facebook anymore.
Yeah, yeah. We were just talking about this.
You know,
night.
I'm not quite there, but it definitely, like, Facebook and Instagram, you know, it's just all this, like, look how all my friends are doing. And, like, I participate in that stuff, too, of, like, posting something that's like, look at this cool thing I did. And I don't think that's an out-and-out terrible thing to do.
Right.
But it's a slippery slope.
It is.
And
psychologically, it gives you, because there's self-promotion, of course. We're all trying to be like, we're making these moves. Here's the thing that's happening. But then there's this, like, people are liking things and sharing things. And then that gives you this sense psychologically of like, oh, that's a cool thing because so X amount of people liked it. Or, yeah, it's a strange thing.
And it makes you feel bad sometimes. I don't know. If,
depending
on what kind of mood you're in, if you like are going through your news feed and you're just like bummed out and it's just like, oh, good news for this guy and great news for this girl. Like, all right.
It's also what Facebook does.
And then you become bitter and crazy.
Yeah.
Then you start producing the Menage a Trois.
Yeah, then you're a podcast producer. You're like, all right, my life's great.
Well, also, I actually prefer when people just straightforwardly promote themselves. Like, here's the thing I did because that feels like honest, even if it's a little bit slimy. We all kind of have to do it, especially in our line of work. We're like have to self-promote to a certain extent. The stuff that always rubs me the wrong way is when somebody's like so grateful and blessed to have gotten to do this.
Yeah.
And then they share a thing they did that was really awesome. Do you know what I mean?
Trying to not just be like, here's a thing.
Yeah. And I even understand where that could actually be the sentiment, but like there's a thing people do sometimes where I'm just like, what?
It's humble brag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, also, Facebook, there's algorithms involved, I think, that people, it warps your sense of what's real and what's happening.
Right.
So I think if you just, which we have definitely all done the thing where it's like, we're on Facebook and this is what we think is happening. This is a thing people are talking about. This is a thing people have done. I don't know. I feel like it's not.
You don't really know what's going on.
No. But
right, because
like
even if you Google something, if you're not signed out of your account, which you don't realize, like, just because you're not in Gmail, you're still, like, signed into Google as you.
Right.
It gives my results for searching, like, ferns would be different than yours.
Right.
Yes.
Based on...
Yours would be, like, child sweatshirt ferns.
Yes.
Mine would be, like, fern porn.
Yeah.
Mine would be, like, seahorses with ferns.
Yeah. No, it's, yeah, they tailor it all to what...
Oh, man, guys, we're really just scratching on the darkness.
Shoes.
Shoes. Well, I don't know. PC, I support you. Internet and, oh wait, the internet and outrage. Here, go ahead. Guys, we just rang the bell together. Try not to vomit in your mouth.
Please don't.
Because we're...
slipping over to virtual sugar.
What's that?
That was the clunkiest transition.
That was a good segue.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I think you're going to like this.
This is an improvised date. You talked about OkCupid before.
Uh-huh.
You met a gentleman on OkCupid.
It's
Let's
true.
Pretend you didn't.
Okay.
Just for a second.
Great.
And
it's a real OkCupid profile we've found of a guy who we think you would like. And so we're
truly
gonna improvise.
Truly. No, this is truly. Okay. We tried to match you up as best as we could.
Marf's going to play the date.
Ah!
We're going to do a little improvised date.
Great.
His name is, his moniker is Mr. Clean. And you guys are going to paint a pot.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
A paint a pot? Yeah.
They give you a pot and you paint it.
The scene in Ghost? Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
No. All right. I'll play any ancillary characters. Date begins now.
Allison.
Hey.
Hey, David.
Oh, it's nice. Where are you from? That's an interesting.
Atlanta.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Is it spelled? This doesn't
D-A-V-E-E-D.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
How do you spell? Two L's? One L?
One L. Good question.
One L.
I know. It's a little more rare.
Ooh, and a Y or an I?
An I.
Hi.
That's so good.
I'm Sandra. Welcome to Paint a Pot.
Hi, Sandra.
Hey, Sandra.
Step over to the pot wall and pick a pot, plate, mug, or frame. And you can paint it and give it to a loved one or keep it for yourself. I'll be back.
Thank you.
Sandra's intense.
Yeah, she's like a bit of a
I'm
going to
paint
energy.
A mug.
Oh, yeah? I'll paint a pot, I guess.
Oh,
just
cool.
Start with like the
cool.
What do you do, David?
I am a wrangler. You know, like movies need like things on the set, and I wrangle them, mostly animals.
Oh, so you are
kind of
a wrangler in general?
Just
all.
In general, for all purposes, birthday
people,
parties or movies or
animals,
music kids, videos.
Jeans? Do you wrangle jeans?
All
I'm sorry. I promise I actually have a legitimate sense of humor.
It's me, Sandra, again. Sorry,
Sandra.
I saw you guys were laughing. The chemistry's so good here. Are you guys brother and sister?
No.
No.
Is the energy I'm putting out brotherly?
I don't know. I'm blind in one eye. Will you step over the table where our glazes are? You, sir, with your mug.
Yeah, I'm getting a mug.
You,
don't
miss,
judge my
with
mug.
Your pot. And I'll be back to give more instructions. Bye.
Jesus, Sandra's like...
blind in one eye.
Yeah, which is fine. I'm not going to judge somebody for having half 50% sight. But it's like, don't think I'm your brother. We're not brother and sister.
Yeah.
Jeez.
We have real straightforward date chemistry.
We do.
Yeah.
We're just laughing because we're having a good time.
Yeah.
Not because we're related. Jesus.
So how long have you been in the wrangle game?
30 years.
Whoa.
I was raised in the wrangle game.
Can I ask how old you are?
Yeah, I'm 36. I was 6 years old when I was brought into this wrangle game.
Wow.
I was homeschooled, and it was mostly wrangling.
Hi, I'm back. I brought your glazes and your brushes. You can just settle up here. I couldn't help overhearing that you're a wrangler. You should use that in your art. Bye.
Giving us tips on how to paint. What do you do?
I'm a writer and an actor.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've met a couple of those over the
Use
years.
Use it. Okay, bye.
Sandra,
we should like invite her to the date.
Really? I mean, it feels like we should just...
Okay, I just put in my 2 weeks. I'm on the date now.
Yeah, there's no one else here, Sandra.
Hi. Wait, Sandra, tell me everything about you.
What do you do?
Raised in an oversized shoe in Sacramento, California.
Wow.
Bought this Paint a Pot franchise a couple of years ago.
You bought it and then you just quit it.
Just quit it.
Who runs it now?
I handed it off to Ramona.
Hi.
Hi.
Ramona.
There's
here.
Ramona.
Oh, my gosh. It's like you heard your name and you came immediately.
I sit and wait. I sit and wait for my name to be said.
Okay, well, now you run this paint of odd. That's
yeah,
quite the...
it was given to me, and I run it as best I can.
Well, whoa. What, Sandra, Ramona, what's your, like, previous... like, what's your history?
Romantic, mostly.
Whoa.
Mostly romantic.
But not anymore, or?
No longer.
Business and pleasure do not mix.
Try painting a pot that's also your girlfriend.
Try getting painted as a person.
That probably isn't, like, healthy for you.
No, the paints are lead. These are lead paints.
How
it's not healthy at
all.
How
long were you guys in a relationship together?
16 years.
Whoa.
17, bitch.
I don't count the leap years.
I'm leaving.
Do the
take
math.
Over, Ramona. Bye.
Goodbye. Yo, listen, we need to just...
Maybe get some space from this. Yeah.
This is too much for a first.
Yeah.
I feel like we're having a good date and then it's getting derailed.
Yeah, and these guys are like, mm-hmm.
I was ready to paint a mug for you.
That's sweet.
I was going to be like, here's a writer, Bill Shakespeare mug or something. I mean, he's a good writer, right?
I mean, he's pretty good.
Pretty good. Never read him.
Have you been on many OkCupid dates before?
This is my second.
Wow, and how was the first?
The first one was I showed up and I waited a long time and she never got there. And then I saw in the news later she had passed.
No!
Yes.
What?
I went to the funeral. I mean, I felt like I needed to.
What? That is.
I needed my presence there. I mean, we were supposed
to. That is cuckoo.
It was too much. It was really too much. So I was ready to walk away from OkCupid. She was hit by a bus.
That
is a school bus.
A fully freak accident. Oh, my God.
School bus full of children. Yep. Last day of school it was.
What? And then you were like, let me go on another OkCupid date? Now I feel like cursed.
Don't die.
Everyone died in that day.
Wow,
it all ended
great.
In death.
I love the ones where they die.
Does that happen often?
No, just like the 10 best ones.
Yeah, just the top 10. Everyone dies.
I thought that was a really good date, you guys.
I thought it was going well.
It was good.
It felt there was chemistry early,
yeah.
And then it got
good
absurd and obscene,
flow.
And then great conversation.
The only
flow.
Thing is, like, I don't know what David looked like.
Exactly.
And so if we had this conversation and David was passable to good looking, second date.
In.
If he was like
interesting.
A
troll.
Gross turd.
Then no.
Yeah.
No.
I might give, do you find, people can grow on you.
Yes.
Yeah, I like there are certain flaws that I actually can come to find attractive. But I think if someone's just a down and out turd, you're just.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like,
it's hard to come around on a down and out turd. But if someone's just like a beat up looking like old hound dog or something, you
know, right?
Personality
right.
In the
say
face.
That's a no for me.
The old beat up hound dog with one
like,
eye.
What if they're just a beat up old haggard person?
Isn't it funny though when you like first see a person and you're like, you know, they're not registering as attractive, and then whatever you have your initial interactions, and you're like, I now only see them as attractive,
mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's like your eyes
the
are
switch.
Different.
Yeah,
you're like, what has happened?
A whole new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
Open them to see me as pretty.
I'm better looking now. Oh, that's sad. You know what else is sad?
We have to say goodbye to Allison Rich.
True, but our listeners don't have to say goodbye. No, check out all things Allison at AllisonRich.com.
Please.
One L, people.
Yes, you can find all sorts of goodies from the mind of Miss Rich, such as her web series, The Body is Disgusting.
Thanks, guys.
Love that. Follow her on the tubes at Allison is Rich.
And please watch Resident Advisors on Hulu.
Oh,
funny stuff with A. Rich.
Thank you, Allison.
Thank you so
this
much.
This was such a joy.
Thank
this was a full delight.
We'd also like to thank our producer, Bumpy Humpy. That's Ben Hosley.
That's him. Please thank our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us, giving us these microphones.
Tweet at us at Menage Radio. Reach out and touch us at menageatois.radio@gmail.com. And please check out us online, menageatoisradio.com. Oh, that's hard to say all that.
So much.
Guys, that was a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Allison,
thank you for doing
that.
It.
Thank you for painting a theoretical.
I'd like to paint some weed pot. Oh,
ooh,
shit. No, that would ruin it, I think.
Yeah.
Guys, how do drugs work?
Nobody knows.
Mystery.
Ah, this is.
Bumpy Humpy has some ideas.
Menage a Trois recorded at UCB Comedy Studios in New York City. Titillating tunes brought to you by French Horn Rebellion. Check out all things funny at ucbcomedy.com and subscribe to Menage a Trois Radio on iTunes for new episodes every hump day. That's Wednesday for all you lovers out there.